about my walk like I move for you. Deliver your lines, but I know the truth. You build me up and want me to fall. You shake me down, then walk with it all. So you whisper, please don't put the pieces down, and all your weapons too. So you whisper, please don't let your guard down, and put those claws to use. You say you'll go down fast, or you'll go down slow, then you meet me in the middle and you won't let go. And you can take it easy, you can make it hard, we can kiss.
WHFR Dearborn.
I don't have anything I don't. You say I have to wait, I won't. You took it all the way. I hope I'm sick down a little bit further. Love like water rushing over me. I breathe in, just wanna let it go. Then you pull me out again. I don't have anything I don't. You say you love me and everything seems to be so sweet. You break your word again while you swear you're there for me. I break down wondering why this keeps happening to me. Whoa, I just can't believe it. I don't have any faith, I don't. You say I have to wait, I won't. You took it all the way. Again. I don't have any faith, I don't. Here I am alone again. Whoa, how it used to be. You with me all the time, crazy blissfully. Back then, in the summertime, happiness online. But now it seems, oh, you're not feeling me, no. I don't have any faith.
is a fork in the road, love's last episode. There's nowhere to go. You made your choice, now it's up to me to bow out gracefully. You know you hold the key. Whenever you call me,
I'll be there.
Whenever you want me,
I'll be there.
Whenever you need. I'll be around.
WHFR Dearborn, WHFR.fm, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. And as promised, live in the studio, we have Poor Player. How you doing, gentlemen?
Fine, thank you.
All righty. Can speak up, I can barely hear you there.
Oh, yeah. It's good to be here, most definitely. And we are grateful for the presence of our erstwhile percussionist, Stu Tucker, a Rhodes Scholar himself, who made it here through the strange byways of the interstates of Metro Detroit. And we're glad he had to join us because he's an irreplaceable part of our band.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah.
So, I guess you're going to be the spokesperson for the band, I take it, huh, Matt?
Well, yes. My name is Matt. My initials are MF, and you know what that stands for, so they pushed me up to be the spokesperson.
Oh, we're in trouble. I'm going to have to keep my finger by that button there. Right? I'm just kidding.
No problem.
Anyway, you guys ready? What do you got for me right
we
now?
We are ready. This first song is called World of the Witch. And, yep, it's one of our ones that we're looking forward. We've been playing for a while, and it's one we ease on into the set with.
All righty. Let's do it.
All right. Brian Simon. Thank you.
held your hand. We need to love by midnight's day. World full of riches, gold bright as hell. Electronically, her face fills the sail. When you're far away at sea, world full of witches, Paris to Los Angeles, all the capitals of the world.
Thank you.
You are listening to the Motor Live Drive at 5 show on WHFR.FM, the station making waves. In the studio live, we have Poor Player. If you don't mind, Matt, you're the one that has the mic. If you could go around and introduce the other members.
Oh, certainly. Over here on keyboards, we got Fred Vitale. And, yeah, Fred Vitale, longtime member of the Green Party, political activist around Michigan and Metro Detroit, and out in the streets. And, you know, Fred was at Woodstock, literally, and he has also carried that spirit out into the street for a long time. So we're really happy to have him in the band. Over here on bass, we got Mark Bierman, and he's been a member of many bands over the years, but he is also in, let's see, Old Empire also. And so Mark, we're pretty happy to have him with the band. Stu Tucker, longtime drummer, many bands. He's in Joe Serapair and the Willie Dunns, among others, and he plays with us. He's also with the Luddites. And we got Brian Simon also, and Brian is an awesome guitarist. He really knows how to make that Telecaster work. We've been playing for a few years now, three years around town, and having fun, and we're excited because we got this new album out we just released called High Holy Hills, and it's available on the interwebs and other places, and you know, that's how it is. You're a band, you try to make music and share it with people.
Okay, so they would go to the usual sites then to find your music?
To quote Fonjarelli, exactamundo.
How about physical copies? Are those available too as well?
We have those, totally. And we're on the corner of Livernois and 8 Mile at 3 p.m. on Fridays selling... no, just joking. No, but I mean, really, we got physical copies too, and they're there at our shows, and yep, that's how it is.
Okay. So you've been around together about 3 or 4 years, this configuration, or?
Pretty much. We had, initially, we had Ian Williamson playing bass with us, and he was a member of Scarlet Oaks, which is a great alt-country band.
I remember
alt-country Americana band, and he started out with us. But he got really busy, and we were lucky to come across Mark to join in, and yep, that's it. So it's mainly been it. We've had a few change-ups, but not too many.
Okay. And are you basically the leader of the band? You're the one that started the whole thing, you would say, or was
that's
it
what they accuse me of? All right, yes, it's true. It's true. I tried to get these guys all together, and I'm pretty happy. You know, we have fun playing.
That's great. Okay, what do you have for us next?
This next song is called Flapjack Shack.
All right.
Thank you.
you're just tuning in, this is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Live in the studio, we have the band Poor Player doing some tunes for you. You guys got any upcoming gigs at all? Or?
Well, we sure do. We're actually playing tomorrow night over in Windsor at the Fog Lounge. And we're excited to go over there. It's our first time playing, well, in old Canada. And of late, we've heard all sorts of people saying, damn, man, I want to get out of this state and out of this country. So we're inviting them over to come over for a night to the Fog Lounge, where we can find perfect moral clarity after three or four beers in the Fog Lounge.
Where is that located at? Do you know? Or just
That's right over in Windsor. And if you ask, like, a county mountie over there, I know they're going to know where to go it is. I'm sorry I don't have the exact address in my head.
Yeah, I didn't expect it.
But it's in Windsor, and it's pretty close.
It's
to
just
the,
across the border.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So. And I'll give a shout-out to J. Clark Reed, who's a local guy, and he hooked us up with that gig. And he's a Canadian who came over to Detroit. And but he knows those Canadians, and he said, you guys ought to go over there and play. Because the Canadians like alt country Americana stuff. They call it Canadiana. So we're happy to go over there and play for them.
That's an interesting term. I'll have to remember that one.
Canadiana.
Okay. All right, so that's
copyright.
Better hurry and get it copyrighted before somebody steals it. Okay, so that's tomorrow night at the Fog Lounge. Any others?
After that, what we have is a few, we got some recording gigs coming up because even though we just finished up an album, we're pretty excited. So I can't give you a specific date for any other ones just right yet.
Okay. But the latest one is called Holy Hills.
High Holy Hills. Yes, High exactly. Hills. Just, yep, it's out there, and it's our full, it's a full length, our first album, and yep, we're pretty excited. And we're playing some songs off that today, and some other newer songs, you know. That's how it is, you know, when you're a band, you just got a bunch of them.
Okay, so we might hear something for the first time then today.
Highly likely.
Highly likely. Cool. All right, let's get on with it then. What do we got?
Cool. This song right here is called Meet Me at the Station. And, well, a little bit like that last one, Flapjack Shack. It's kind of like a little trip down to the dirty south. This one maybe all the way down there. If you go all the way down to the Mississippi Delta and the Gulf of Mexico, and suddenly you find, you know, what's looking out there, and it's a lot of oil or something. It's called Meet Me at the Station. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I taught you sneak and peek, don't you know? As we were rolling along down that big road, through them big old hills of West Mississippi around sundown, and I wonder where you are and how you get on. Thank you. I said, officer, what am I being stopped for? He said, you ought to know about the big oil spill going mad around sundown. And I feel the gulf within, and I wonder, will it ever be gone? Fred's having fun on that upright piano right there. So thank you for having it there. Thank you. And thank you for having us here.
Oh, it's our pleasure. We're enjoying ourselves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show every Thursdays from 4 to 6. Live in the studio, we have Poor Player. And for people who are just tuning in, how long have you guys been together?
We've been playing together now about around three years or so.
And this is your new CD release. That's the first full length. You have any?
Yeah, it is. It is. You know how it is. We did a few of the songs. It's a good question. We did about half of them, and we kind of put them out. Just made them available on the interwebs, and some people heard them, but we didn't try to make a huge thing out of it because we felt like we really wanted to do a full-length album because that's how we conceived of it. But this next song is one of them that we had originally recorded called Thick as Thieves. Yeah, and we did that, yep, originally.
Okay. All right, let's hear it then.
Cool.
See the deeds blow away on the breeze. Thick as thieves, they all thick as thieves. All their creeds crumble away like leaves. Stole away by fear. who can believe, others can believe anymore, anymore what they say.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5 show, and in the studio we have Poor Player. So how did you guys record your full length? Did you go to a studio or?
We did. Our drummer here, Stu Tucker, he recommended a guy out in Dexter, Michigan, Adam Druckman, at a place called One Good Room. And he had formerly recorded there with the band Joe Serapera, who's actually right here in Dearborn, I believe, Joe Serapera and the Willie Dunns. And we dug it out there. Adam's a cool guy. And so, you know, we went out there and recorded our album. Yep.
Okay. Just curious, how long did it take?
Well, you know, it's like...
Time is relative.
Yes. That's totally it. But yeah, I will say this next song we're going to play, No Police in Paradise, we went out there, and that was the first song we did out there. And it was cool, and, you know, and Fred here, Adam has this great upright piano out there, and he went out there, and it was one of the first things that excited us about the place, because he's got this really nice acoustic room, and Adam was like, hey, man, you got to play this piano, and that's what we did. Yeah, that's what Fred did anyway.
Okay.
And, you know, recording's always a technical affair, but yeah.
So, One Good Room.
And we recorded it in bits and pieces and had fun with it, and yep, that's how it was.
Okay. Yeah, Joe Serapera has been here before, so we're definitely familiar.
Yeah.
Good times. Okay, so the actual name of this track is No Police in Paradise?
No Police in Paradise. And we mean no offense to anyone. It was just a song I wrote, you know, a number of years ago. And I'll be honest, it was kind of neat because when the band came together, you know how it is if you're a songwriter, you got a fair amount of pre-existing material and you're kind of pushing on the guy. I think this might have been the first song like I just sort of wrote after the band was together.
Okay.
And I just sort of wrote it when, you know, and I came back and was like, "Hey guys, what do you think of this?" And they were like, "Yeah, cool." And we just kind of ran with it, you know, and I don't want to telegraph nothing, but Fred has fun on the piano on this one.
Okay.
That's why we're happy to see you got a piano here in the studio.
And we want to make it clear to our WHFR listeners, this has nothing to do with recent events or anything like that.
It's true. We just write songs for the heck of it.
Well, I just want to protect you, Matt. I don't want you getting like pulled over you leave the radio station.
That's true. Yeah, we actually wrote this song a few years ago. But anything beyond that, yeah.
Yeah, don't read anything into it. All right, let's do it.
The cop cracked my skull against the ground. Now police in paradise, let the pearly gates. I saw St. Peter. Now police in paradise, hung over unshaven in a white beater. Now police in paradise. Police in paradise. No police, I'm gone to hell. No police in paradise. Well, I robbed the bank. I started a war. No police in paradise. I plundered the place for all the world's for. No police in paradise. I saw a 100 birds. You know what I got? No police in paradise. Before the heaven look good. No police in paradise. Police, police. No police in paradise. No police, I'm gone to hell. No police in paradise. Well, the cop killed me as the bummer down. No police in paradise. Well, I said, don't you know the rules? No money, no time. No police in paradise. Only profits getting ripped in the scripture. No police in paradise. Isaiah books that we're secure for sure. No police in paradise. Police, police. No police in paradise. No police in gone down. Police, police.
right.
Thank you.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5, Poor Player in the studio. All righty. All kidding aside, Adam, you were actually at Woodstock?
Oh, Fred, yes. I was there, yes.
Were you there all 3 days?
No, actually, I didn't make it that long. I got there 2 days ahead of time when everyone was camping and having fun and skinny dipping, and that was all fun. And then it started raining Friday night, and people were running out of food and everything. So we actually left Saturday.
Okay.
It was hard to get out. It's harder to get out than it was to get in.
I can imagine. And you actually left early. I could only imagine what it was like for the people that stayed till the end. It had to be horrific.
Yeah, it was really, we had a lot of fun while we were there. Met some girls. I was just graduated from high school, so we just met some girls from New York, and there were three of us, and one of us was going to become a priest in the fall. And wouldn't you know it, three guys and two girls, and one of the girls attaches herself to the priest. So.
Oh, of course. Got to change his mind, right? It's like, do you sure you really want to go down this path, really? So you got to at least check out a few good acts then?
Oh, yeah. We saw all the Friday night acts, you know, which was all the folk music.
Okay.
Yeah, that was really good. Yeah.
All right. So I'm trying to remember. I'm not old enough to go back that far. Was it Joni Mitchell? Was she there?
Joan Baez.
Richie that's. Hayes. I'm sorry. That's who I'm thinking of.
Yeah. What was that group that did Up to the Country Heat?
Canned Heat.
Canned Heat. Yeah.
Country Joe and the Fish.
Yeah. So that was a lot of fun. It was fun to see. Wow. Fun to hear all the music.
Of course, I always hear that joke, and I know it's an old one, but it's like if you remember it, then you weren't there.
Well, I was, what can I say? We didn't do that many drugs, but it was fun. It was really fun to be there. Like I said, being so young, there were lots of people there that were older, so there was lots of stuff going on that I had no idea what it was.
That had to be a real eye-opener for you.
It was.
Cool. Well, thank you. I was going to say thank you for sharing that with us, Adam. I was just curious. And it's not too many, it's not very often that you actually meet somebody that was actually there, you know.
Yeah. It was fun. Yeah,
and is still around and doing well. You know, that's the thing,
still
too.
Still around.
Still alive.
No offense, but you know what I mean.
We found Fred in an asylum, and we did a lot of work to get him out.
Get him out. Play with us. Cost a lot of money.
All right. Okay, what do we got next?
This next song is called Gold, and that's what I would say, yep. Called Gold, we had to get Stuart to enjoy playing it with us, yep.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Sit down, son, yeah, pull up a chair. Listen real good, now don't sit and stare. You finished up your school and now you're in debt. I'll give you some credit, you have to pay it back, yeah. Cause you got it in your head that you're gonna get ahead, but you don't know how far you got to go. So you put on your headphones just to jot and be alone, and you put the whole world into your head. Worse than the sunbeam that you can't catch is that little spot that you can't scratch. Cause you'll go on. You'll go on. You'll go on. Sit right there, son, let me give it to you square. No matter how you slice the pie, life ain't fair. All the wisdom in the world, can it be said? Does it add up to more than the walls have bled? Those you trying to build a home, but you ain't going wrong, cause you feel that question in your breath. Can you afford that golden ring, the eternal promise of the Yahweh? Worse than the young, that's on your mind. Is the faithless answer that you find. Cause for gold, you're for gold, you're the soul. You're for
Show some respect for what your old man says. Remember y'all kin down underground. Listen to the voice in every sound. Cause you see, got a dragon to slay for treasure, to bank the gold of your measure. But will you forsake your sacred youth to give up interest till you're long in the tooth? Cause more bitter than the earth that'll pain your bones is that desire to take the world for your own. Cause when you finally break through to your foot knocks, you might find it filled with a bag of rocks. And more bitter than the drink when you can't give one is the drunken feeling of a damnation. Worse than the debt that you can't pay back is that it is riddle that you can't crack. Cause the gold, you forgot from the soul. You forgot.
Thank you, Brian Simon, over there on the lead guitar.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Motor Live Drive at 5. Poor player in the studio. I can see we're getting towards that 6 o'clock hour. Want to see if we can squeeze in at least a couple more songs. So
12 minutes.
I have 12 minutes. I figure we'll keep it going. How's that sound?
Great.
That sounds good.
All right. So according to my list, I think we've got Desert Prince now. Is that correct?
Yep, sure.
All right. When you're ready, let's do it.
Let's set their stores on what this is. Kneel to a Lord who marks you well, and they call the moon, and they call the sun, their gilded image, they hung above everyone, but I don't hear. The whole
to the whole world, but now we don't. But we just here to sing this song to this one girl.
Listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. I'm going to try to squeeze in one more. Once again, you've been hearing the sounds of Poor Player. And you guys have a Facebook page, correct?
We sure do. We don't want to cut Mark Zuckerberg out of the profits of the band. And he's certainly been rolling in, so yes, we do.
But that'd be a good way to look you up and probably get hooked up with your music.
Yeah, then. Definitely.
And you got a show tomorrow, once again, at the Fog Lounge in Windsor?
Yep, exactly. We're, as we'd say, make a run for the border and don't stop at the Taco Bell.
All right. So which one are we going to do then?
We're going to do El Diablo here for our last one.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Hey, thank you for having us here, Scott. Yes, we had a lot of fun. And yep, definitely, man. We're excited to be over here on Henry Ford in Dearborn. You know, Fred was over at Ford for many years. After they let him out of Woodstock over there, he came back over here. So he's in his own stomping grounds over here. So he was pretty excited to come over here because this is our first show in Dearborn. You know, I mean, technically, even though it's a radio show, but you know, so wanted to thank you again for inviting us over.
All right, our pleasure. Take care.
One, two, three, four.
El Diablo. Where will you go? That's where we're gone. Where our loyalty must be absolute. Even when we rebel, it's obvious when he cahoots. He's often slipping on a double deuce.
Anyone? fella.